Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just out of curiosity, you've got big finance challenges in your day-to-day work. Who does your taxes?
I do get help.
Yeah. Well, good for you. I've got good help, and she doesn't charge anything. My wife just makes me take out the trash, so that works well.
That works.
Last night, there was a meeting, and you got a chance to hear the comments from the public in regards to the budget challenges that the city faces, as well as their response to a proposed tax. And I wanted to get your take on what you saw and what you heard last night.
Okay. Well, of course, this was the first of two budget hearings that the city council is hosting. The next one is Thursday night at the Pattonville Middle School. And, you know, we've gone through these budget hearings a number of times. You know, predictably, you can't propose the kinds of changes that we have to make and not have some people concerned. Last night's focus was on public service, our parks department, planning neighborhood development, and our finance department, and a couple of others. So the big topic was not police and fire. But we heard a lot of concerns from folks about what we may or may not be wanting to do in terms of management of our cemeteries. A lot of concerns about whether we ought to be getting rid of parks lands. I'd say that would be my take on the things that we heard last night. Not very, very understandable. In a way, it's good to know that we don't provide services that nobody knows, that nobody cares about. Because when we propose something and people show up and say, "I'm concerned," that means that's a value to somebody. These are tough times.
What was most surprising about what you heard, or perhaps what you didn't hear?
Well, I think given the breadth of what we had to cover, I think that there are folks that, as they reflect on a lot of the information they heard, are probably going to have other questions in other areas. And again, I think that what I heard mostly was, we did hear some folks, you know, there were questions about the millage, both, you know, for and against. And I think that people are listening, they're understanding the challenges that we have. They know we've got to make some tough choices, and they're going to tell us when they're, you know, when they think we're doing something that they really don't want.
Well, what's interesting about this whole fact is that the information has been out for a long time that there is a huge budget deficit, and that even with this proposed tax, if it is passed, you're still going to have about $10 million you have to cut. So it's going to be a trying situation.
These are tough times, and that's you're exactly right, Tony. That's tough for some folks to say, well, so you want me to raise my taxes, but you're still going to tell me I've got to, you know, got to give some stuff up. And unfortunately, I mean, that's the world we're in today.
What's Jerry, morale like with workers at City Hall, knowing that they could be losing their jobs sometime soon?
Well, predictably, I mean, the you know, it's going to vary between the folks who are, you know, part of the city. They've been working hard. They're working with reduced work week. They've been doing a great job. And those folks, they you know, in a way see, you know, more of the same. Our other folks where it seems fairly clear their job is at risk, you know, predictably, they're watching this very closely. And, you know, our heart goes out to them. We really are, you know, regret having to be in this position, but there really isn't much we can do. We've got to make these choices that keep us, you know, solvent and keep us delivering services well into the future.
What does the future look like once we get past this calendar year?
Well, I think that I hope that this is the worst year ever. But I think that we will still be somewhat challenged over the next couple of years. We don't know how the state government is going to resolve its budget issues. We don't know how that's going to reflect us. We don't know how quickly property tax revenues are going to, you know, begin to recover. We don't know exactly, you know, how quickly income tax revenues are going to be covered. Those are all going to affect, you know, the money coming in the door, and we're going to have to make adjustments going forward.
All right. Jerry Ambrose is the finance director for the city of Lansing. Thanks so much, Jerry.
Okay, Tony. Have a great day.